Courage to Change, One Day at a Time, in Al-Anon. January 31st. After working Al-Anon's 12 steps zealously for over a year, I was despondent over my continuing lapses into self-pity and resentment over the alcoholic's inability to give me the emotional support I wanted. One evening, during a meditation on the 6th and 7th steps, three words seemed to flash in my mind. We were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character, and we humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. I suddenly realized that much of my zealous working of the program had been the exercise of my own limited power. With a new and sincere humility, I asked God to remove my shortcomings. When I saw the alcoholic the next morning, it was as if a veil had been lifted from my eyes. I saw her suffering, struggling to stay sober, and I had compassion for my own struggle as well. My self-pity and resentment were gone. Today's reminder. I want to be ready for shortcomings to be removed, and I will do what I can to prepare. I can develop a non-judgmental awareness of myself, accept what I discover, and be fully willing to change. But I lack the power to heal myself. Only my higher power can do that. I accept the fact that I need help in being restored to sanity, and that I cannot achieve this without help. The Dilemma of the Alcoholic Marriage. From the book Courage to Change. Copyright by Fred Fetterson, 2023. Copyright Al-Anon Family Group Headquarters, Inc., 1992.